Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right. You hear the music, you hear the voice, you get ready. Mitch Holthus, brought to you by GEHA. Government Employee Health Associations Incorporated, and also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch, I'm ready, baby. I want Detroit. I want to get to Sunday night. My pants are tight. You can't calm me down or tell me to stay focused today, Mitch.
Ready for the fight. I like it. Focused and ready. Yeah, just don't peak too soon. That's what Andy Reid would tell you.
Yeah, that's
don't
exactly
tell me that.
Right.
Like, don't peak too soon, man. Don't peak too soon. You got to hit it just right.
I peaked in high school.
Well, we all did, bud. But, you know, that's another matter.
How many times has Andy told you that this week alone, Mitch? Don't peak too soon.
Carry the one, two. Yeah, probably three dozen times.
Good, good. Because I'm excited for this week. After watching Philadelphia last night and where we are, like, we're playing good football. We just make stupid mistakes at the worst, you know, point of time. But I'm convinced right now the Chiefs will be in the playoffs just fine. I don't know that the Philadelphia Eagles will make the playoffs this year.
No, and it just, man, you go back to that play with Kelce at the goal line.
Yep.
And that was a 14-point swing. But those guys are probably would have beaten them. But that's okay. We're pushing on. In a way, this sounds weird, and I don't want to be misunderstood, but I kind of like the role reversal this week because it feels to me, I don't even know what the line is. I can't pay attention to that. I'm not allowed to, nor why I want to. But the feeling is Detroit's better. Like and Detroit's good.
Yep.
I mean, they're 19-3 in their last 22 games and 31-8 in the last 39. But there's this feeling of, oh, Detroit's better than Kansas City. Kansas City probably won't win this game. I think that's the general feeling, and that's okay. It's like, you take the castle for a night, we'll go get the catapults and start shooting flaming, you know, balls into your castle, and then we'll take it over and see you in Santa Clara. I just like the mental feeling of this game and the fact that the Chiefs can be aggressive, but not necessarily go, oh, well, you know, the Chiefs should beat Detroit.
Mitch, let's talk about the most important part of this game. They got two cats in that backfield that know how to use their legs. Where do you start defensively against this Detroit Lions team?
Well, I was monitoring the two of you here the last 30 minutes or so, talking about the defensive line. One of the things that's interesting that nobody's really brought up is the fact that the Chiefs are giving up 123 yards on the ground per game. That's the most since Spags took over D.C. in 2019. And yes, this two-headed monster is a deal. If you look at it, like, who would you think right now is the hottest runner in the NFL, at least statistically?
Cam Scatterboo.
Yeah, well, true. Recency bias there, my friend.
Yes.
But Jonathan Taylor, right, of the Colts. He's tearing it up. Tearing it up. Look at the Colts. Wow. Colts are 4-1. If you take Jahmyr Gibbs and you put them together, and those two guys together, the two running backs, you have got 635 yards, 135 more yards than Jonathan Taylor's got. So just the fact that David Montgomery shares time with Jahmyr Gibbs doesn't mean they're both top shelf. And Dusty's right. He is focused. That is number one paragraph list box to check and slowing these guys down. And by the way, these guys are on a pace. If they average what they're averaging now all the way through, they'll lead the league in scoring for two straight years. And at this pace, it would be the most in back-to-back years since the, wait for it, 1941-42 Chicago Bears of Sid Luckman.
Wow.
That's where we're at with the Detroit Lion offense.
That's insane. You're on it. I mean, that Sister Jean was in her 20s when that team was playing, you know, back in the day.
Yes.
I mean, crazy what you think about. So how do we stop the run better, Mitch? Like what has to happen this week? Because it's not like you can just wave a magic wand and all of a sudden, okay, we're going to stop the run. I'm sure there's scheming and all that kind of stuff involved. What does this defense have to do to be successful against the run?
No, and it's really hard to run blitz these guys because of Amon-Ra St. Brown. And, I mean, you got Laporta. Jamison Williams, they just have gotten so many. Tesla is not a bad guy, the kid from Arkansas. So they're just loaded on the perimeter as well. You really have to rely on that front seven. And this is not a week necessarily maybe to get up the field one gap, but you've got to, I mean, it's cliche, but you really have to focus in on those inside guys and the job that they need to do. And, yes, they need to pressure the quarterback, but there isn't any pressure in the quarterback if you don't stop these two runners. And Montgomery's a stud. He has been ever since Iowa State, and we know about Gibbs. So your front guys have got to have their best game of the year, especially in their assignment and staying disciplined and protecting one and one-and-a-half gaps.
Mitch, the injury report came out yesterday, and it concerns me a little bit with what's going on with Xavier Worthy. I'm sure you'll try to talk me out of that as well, but Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton, again, one more week with those three cats at the helm. How do you get this offense rolling?
And I'm going to say Breshard Smith. I'm going to always throw him in on this discussion because you're seeing glimpses of him, boys, just a little bit more every week. You saw it last week, and then you saw the kick return that got called back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get the ball at like a 30-yard line going in because of his return. But screens and flip passes, he's right here. My analogy, and I was talking to Nags about this yesterday, the school bus is pulling up to the track, and we're getting ready to win the 4x1, okay? Just don't get in the way of the school bus. And so but the thing is there's some flow. Don't you guys feel there's some offensive flow?
Huge flow,
in the run game? Yeah, and the fact that, I mean, here's a stat for runners. I mean, Pat still leads in rushing. He and Kyler Murray are the only two quarterbacks to lead their team in rushing, but here's what's interesting. The Chiefs are the only team in the NFL that has three runners that I believe are at 160-plus. So it's not like there's a void there. You're getting zeros from Kareem Hunt or Pacheco. But Hollywood in particular, guys, is getting into the flow with targets and catches. And I asked him this week just how important that is for him.
Hang on, Mac went and, you know, he ran away here for a second, Mitch, so we don't have that audio for you at this point in time.
Mac went out for a He's leaving while we're on the air.
Think he's dealing with something. I don't know what, but anyway, we'll actually,
he's gone for a smoke, did he?
No, here it is. Here's Hollywood Brown. I got it for you.
You being in the flow, 40 targets, 26 catches. You being in the flow and the offense starting to cook. What's going on?
Oh man, we're just trying to get on the same page. Getting guys going early. Staying within the game, playing for each other, playing with energy. Coach been preaching it all week. Play with energy, and that's, you know, what we're trying to bring.
And attacking Detroit, what's going to be the key there?
You know, taking what they give us, you know, playing to our strengths, no penalties, you know, not putting ourselves in a hole, and just, you know, doing us and having fun.
Having fun. And there's a sense that we're getting closer to the having fun stage. And we've seen it now for 10 quarters for the most part. Now, what Hollywood was saying there, too, which you guys have got, we got to stay away from the possession four against Jacksonville, three and out. Possession five against Jacksonville, three and out. Mm-hmm. And those were the two critical possessions that wrap around the half, where you win the toss, you defer, you score at the end of the second, you score at the end of the third. Even if it's field goal, then it's 20-7, and that whole game changes. But there's this flow and fun and feel and attack, and let's go, even against this Detroit defense, because we haven't talked about them, but they – you know, there's no real weakness in this team other than the fact that they've got so many injuries at corner.
Yeah, you mentioned the having fun aspect of things, and this offense is having fun right now. The offensive line, I think, is playing great. Smith has been a great addition. We've seen Tyquan Thornton step it up to that next level. It sure does seem like they are having fun on that offensive side of the football, and I think that's one of the first things, Mitch, you need to do is have fun before you can go out there and put this into motion. If you're not having fun, like, what are we doing here, right?
Well, and even the offensive line can have fun.
Yeah.
Remember the zero sacks t-shirt? I'm going to tag your thought this way. I thought it was the best performance by an offensive line as a group in Jacksonville, as a group of five or six, if Caliendo's in there as an extra blocker, since Super Bowl 57 when they had the zero sack, let's get the t-shirts made game. I saw them having fun. I saw Trey Smith, like, taking dudes into the earth.
Yeah.
Joe Mattia on those power O's, like, hey, it's a power O. I get to pull inside and go drill a linebacker. That's what I saw. It's like, all right, that's going. Now, and I got to give Speck some credit here, Steven Spector, so I'll polish the apple.
Yeah, we don't normally do that around here.
Well, he's the assistant principal. You know, you got to, if you want to get out at 6th hour, you got to butter that dude up. But
yeah.
We put together a segment on, I know you guys listen to every word of the Kingdom Show Tuesday night this week, or Monday night normally, but he put together a collage, and I really liked it because it was three catches by Tyquan Thornton in the game against Jacksonville. And what I liked about it, you guys, was all three were different plays. One was the cover zero blitz, and Patrick now trusts him and reads him where it's one-on-one coverage on the back end. That's the 30-plus yard play that got the Chiefs down inside the 10. Another one was him being with Pat on the play within a play where Pat's now on the move, and he finds where he needs to be on the move. Third was his spatial awareness. So remember we had the receivers running out of bounds last year. Xavier would catch it and be like, not get 2 feet in bounds. But he's not doing that this year. But the fact that Tyquan Thornton has the spatial awareness to where he's at, the defender's at, the ball's at, and the boundary's at. And those the great receivers, as you know, the Fitzgeralds and the like down through the years, have this incredible spatial awareness and have all of that in their package to make a play. And you're seeing that now every week, step-by-step growth by Tyquan Thornton.
Mitch, when you look at that wide receiver group, Dusty brought up Xavier Worthy. He's on the injury report again. Where are you with his injury right now?
I would just stay tuned on it. I lose sleep over a lot of stuff. I'm just not losing sleep over that one.
Good.
And so we'll just let that be at 7:30 on Friday morning.
Yeah.
Maybe Sunday morning I'm losing sleep, but maybe other matters. But right now, that's not a huge concern where I'm banging my head going, oh, I don't know if X is going to play. I'll think he'll play, but the swelling on the plane and him being questionable late was a surprise. But right now, I think he'll be okay.
Is there concern in the building?
About him?
Yeah.
No, because then I would be concerned.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So
yeah.
The fact that I'm concerned is maybe I'm getting that from folks that, now, I'm giving a caveat, things can change.
Right.
Swelling on an ankle. But that's a tough dude now. That's a tough kid. The other thing we're overlooking, I think, too, is Josh Simmons played that game sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, he played it and sick played, and sick, you know?
Well, and I'm getting, you know, hey, he's questionable. What? He's questionable?
Yeah.
I just saw him this morning. Like, no, he's questionable, and he's just sick. Okay. And then he goes out and plays really well, which tells you a lot in the fact that that kid's going to gut through it. There's some toughness to Josh Simmons and to Xavier Worthy that we're not maybe giving him enough credit for.
You said not losing sleep, that you're fine about Worthy. Where are we at with Harrison Butker, Mitch?
Well, okay. I'm looking at that kick out of bounds. This is not to take him off the hook. I love the dude. I think he's awesome, and we've won Super Bowls because of him, and we're going to win. We might win this game because of him. Look at what happened the kickoff. Dusty, do you remember what happened the kickoff return before that?
Not specifically. They got a big return, though, right?
To the 41, and he had to make the tackle.
Yeah.
Do you realize, I went back and looked at every, they almost returned every kick for a touchdown in that game. There's like one play that had to be made, or they're out the gate. And now they might have had a call on where they've got to cut down to a third of the field to try to reduce that return. I even said on the air, this is one time I might think about just going 20-24 and kicking it out of the end zone.
Right.
And they'll get the ball at the 35 and say, they need a touchdown. Defense, you've got to defend 65 yards. We're not going to give them a return out to the, oh, I don't know, the 45. So is he trying to be too fine with that kick? I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe he just mishit it. But it's also the par three with the pins tucked right, and you got a bunker in front, and there's nothing on the – you're going, man, I got to hit the – I'm going to go for the pin, and now you're in the water two strokes. So it may be, but I think you have to take that kick out of bounds, and this is not, again, to rationalize it. It's just to put it in perspective that he's thinking, I've got to restrict this return as much as I can, and that means I got to get it close to the pin with this, oh, I'll pull out 8-iron, and now all of a sudden it's in the water. I hope that makes sense.
No, it does.
Because that kick out of bounds is rough, but all of those kicks up to that point were almost to the house, almost everyone.
Yeah, and to be fair with your golf analogy, though, that's also you've got a 3-stroke lead and you're going to 18. All you got to do is put it in the middle of the green. You don't have to be aggressive right there. You had the lead.
I'm punting for par. I'm punting for par.
Yeah.
And so I just got to put it in the fat of the green. That's mm-hmm. right. But yeah. I think, you know, those return,
right.
It's a gaffe. You hit the ball out of bounds. I got it. But there's a reason and just thought process that led to that gaffe.
What about special teams as a whole and, you know, a lot of penalties there the other night? And that's not normal.
Gotta bring it. Yep, we don't talk. We talk about them parenthetically, right?
Yep.
Even the fact that we're talking about it at the end of this segment, all of a sudden now that became a huge issue in that game, because you're not only they're getting returns, but you're not getting any, and you got a Rashard Smith 60-plus yard return that's coming back, and then there's the penalty that's where it occurs. So now it's like a 70 or 80 yard penalty. The other one was the illegal block on Remigio and two holds on kick returns.
Yep.
You cannot do that at all in this game against Detroit. They're excellent in return game and coverage game. Khalif Raymond is good. Their punter set a record last year. In fact, he was with us in the 2019 training camp. We brought him in to compete against Colquitt, and now he set an NFL record for net punting. There's no weakness in their special teams this week. Jacksonville was really good. So are these guys.
Do you think, Mitch, and we'll leave you kind of with this one, the Tennessee game, the Raider Christmas Day game, the Bengal playoff game, all of those kind of have the same feeling to that Jacksonville game, right, where they hit that quote-unquote rock bottom and then bounced back up and took care of business pretty much from there. Obviously, the Cincinnati thing had to wait to the next season, but they rebounded nicely from that one. So do you feel like it's one of those games where that Jacksonville game was that wake-up call that they kind of needed to move things in the right direction, from Chris Jones being criticized all week to Butker being criticized all week to, like, all this stuff that we've not normally said about this team? I felt pissed off on Tuesday morning for the first time in the Reed Mahomes era. Do you think all of that is going to have a big impact on this team, and they're going to, you know, kind of flip that script a little bit? We're going to see a completely different, fundamentally sound team from the other night?
I'll give you another one. The Colts game at 23.
Yeah.
The 10-7 or 20-17 loss, the penalty on Chris Jones.
That, yep.
Okay. You're like, what? We just lost to the Colts and they're not that good. But then that team rallied going to win a Super Bowl. Now, the point is, being around Patrick Mahomes and have been for like 9 years, even as an apprentice here, around Andy Reid for 13, around the staff, around the bulk of this team for a long time, my inclination is to feel just like you. Mm-hmm. This is what they do. They rebound, especially against an opponent like this, which is also my point, going back to my very first paragraph. To roll reversal this week, to be, oh, well, that's the best team, that's the perception is, all right, we'll play capture the flag, and you've got the flag, but we're going to come take it from you, and then we're going to keep it. So I think that mentality, in with the fact that, yes, this is a team that rallies or gets angry and uses the anger in the right way or is really good about correcting mistakes, all of that, I think, comes into play. But I will tell you, boys, it's going to take all of that to beat these guys. Remember, 19-3 in their last 22 games. And if they don't have the defensive injuries they had a year ago, we're playing these guys in Super Bowl 59 and not the team that lost last night to the Giants.
Mitch, we appreciate the time. Keep doing the Lord's work and have a good call on Sunday night against those Lions. I'll see you out there.
I love your focus, man. I see the fire of Zeus in your eyes. Looking at Mac, is he back from his smoke?
He is.
Yeah, they said he was running routes in the parking lot to get ready for Sunday night.
Yeah, yeah.
You should see him at the tailgate, Mitch. He wears gloves and catches the ball from
And he's
Ralph.
Got that Jackson Dart eye black.
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling shifty, Mitch.
I thought it was Scataboo, but it's another deal. You guys, seriously, you guys put the little camera up there, and I'm on when I'm in there with you, C-Dot. You need to have it on Mac the whole time. It'd be like the old Truman Show movie, where you're just there the whole time with him. Like, why is he running in the lot? He's in the lot running around like Will Ferrell in his underwear with gloves on. Receiver's gloves.
It's true. I'll send you pictures next week at the Raider tailgate
when
he's out there in gloves catching passes from his brother.
You know what? Go ahead. I can skip that, but if you want to go ahead, that's fine.
All right, Mitch, take care, man. We appreciate
Love
it.
Love you, Mitch. See you next week.
Still focused.
Yes, sir. That's Mitch Holtis, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center.
These people think we're joking. He does. He wears receiver gloves to tailgates to catch passes.
I'm going to show up to your guys' tailgate next weekend, and I'm going to have the dart eye black, and I'm going to be throwing darts to
you. Yes,
as long as you bring something, you feel free to show up. Don't freeload this one like that guy Blaze.
Oh, gosh. If your name's Blaze, just bring the Blaze.
Well, Blaze, I mean, he's just, he took the whole bottle of Fireball years ago.
Yeah.
I'm still not over that.
We get to a break here, but I want to bring this up.
I may see him tonight at the Bashertonghi game.
Somebody said Jackson is PFT commenter. He says Jackson Dart has been cleared to re-enter the football game because Cam Scataboo said so. Becky Scataboo, Cam's mom, said when he was a child, he would put his brother's shoulder pads on and he would run into telephone poles. It's a direct
I call. Always, I'm in a total sidebar on this one, too. Yeah. I always had that vision. That was like Mike Moustakas. He had the hard hat with the two beers, no shirt, running around banging in the telephone poles. Like, I always pictured his nickname is Moose. For
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know
the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For reason, right? I mean, that's funny, though. I can see Cam Scataboo doing that.
Also, Otani is one of 19 in the NLDS this year with 10 strikeouts.
Were we going to talk about his non-clutch performance, but the Dodgers won, so he gets a free pass now, too?
Plus, he's been good, and they've won a World
Series.
Did he
take the under on how many hits he was going to have in the postseason? Do we know?
No, but his charger did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.